right next to the fire station. Copy that, K1M?
Roger, and I have latitude, longitude for the fire station.
Imagine there's been a natural disaster in your area. You've lost power, it's impossible to get in your car and drive somewhere safe, and most importantly, the cell towers are down. How will you get in contact with friends and family to tell them you're all right? That's where amateur radio operators come in.
In Puerto Rico, after Maria, amateur radio really became, in a military analogy, the light infantry. We could get into a community, establish communication, and at least get some information traveling out of that location.
That's Joe Bassett, a ham radio operator. He volunteered with 21 other people to provide communication support in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria in 2017. The volunteers helped with many aspects of disaster recovery. Andy Anderson was another volunteer.
I was assigned to the Guajataca Dam because the dam was going to break and they needed somebody up there for safety to communicate with the power company that owned the dam and to the emergency offices in San Juan and everything to get ready.
Puerto Rico is just one example where amateur radio stepped in and helped with disaster recovery. You'll find dedicated volunteers providing support in emergencies all over the country. Rob Mayberry is with the Office of Emergency Services in California. He says that California works with amateur radio groups frequently, most recently during the Ridgecrest earthquake in July.
Even though communications lines didn't necessarily go down, we did have some activity with the amateur radio operators on the field that got on there and started giving us information about what they were seeing out in the area about damages.
Bear Creek, Deer Creek.
Bear Creek 1.
We have traffic.
That's the Jackson County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, or JC Aries, practicing their radio skills to prepare for the next time disaster strikes. Members train weekly to stay fresh. The group's Steve Bosbach says lots of people get involved with amateur radio for the fun of it, but end up finding ways to help their community.
I've been a ham since 1978 and have done most of the stuff that hams like to do, working long distance and collecting QSL cards that commemorate the contact, but now I'm kind of giving back to the community again, using what I know to help out the community.
Groups such as JC Aries are what connects ham radio operators with emergency services organizations. Agencies such as California OES will be in contact with ham radio emergency groups to find amateur radio operators willing to help out in disasters.
Numbers 5200.
You might think ham radio is a dying form of communication, but it's actually stronger than it's ever been. There are more licensed ham radio operators in the U.S. than ever before, and that number continues to grow. An obstacle faced by the ham community in working together is the differences in training among the hundreds of groups. Bassett says he saw this firsthand in Puerto Rico.
Say we had someone from up there in the Pacific Northwest that had been trained in emergency operations. And then you have myself who does the training for here in our Clay County in Florida. Both procedures and protocols used may be perfectly valid and beneficial in a disaster. But if they're not the same procedures, it can cause conflict and difficulty and unneeded obstacles.
Bassett says that groups should work with national organizations like the Amateur Radio Relay League to develop centralized training to make it easier for these groups to work together.
Roger. Confirm. Figures. 4-3.
If you want to get licensed as a radio operator, many groups hold frequent trainings. But even if you don't want to enter the world of amateur radio, they can still offer some great advice about what to do in a disaster. Steve Bosbach with JC Aries offers a tip about what you can do if your cell phone calls are dropped during a disaster. Switch to text.
Text will just be put in a queue and it'll go out when they find room. But if you're trying to make a direct voice contact, it'll just jam it.
Bosbach hopes more people will get involved with their local emergency services organizations. By using their knowledge and skills to help out their communities, these hobbyists can have some fun at the same time. Roman Battaglia, JPR News.